This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. The USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service realizes the importance of the Ogallala Aquifer to the economic and cultural well-being of High Plains states.
And NRCS has prioritized some funding to try to focus on those aquifer needs.
Rich Nelson is state wildlife biologist with NRCS at Lincoln. Science demonstrates that wetlands, even small wetlands like rainwater basins, lagoons, and playa lakes, play a part maintaining that underground water resource.
Playa wetlands have been shown to contribute to that recharge of that aquifer. Water concentrates in those areas. There's places where that water permeates down through the soil profile and eventually reaches the aquifer. So that's just one of the ways that those playa wetlands provide benefits to the aquifer.
And so NRCS provides landowners and producers with technical assistance and cost share funds to rehab wetlands or remove wetlands from crop production. Nebraska producer Dave Hilferty grows dryland winter wheat and irrigated corn on his place in Perkins County.
On my dryland, I'm like a third semafallow, a third wheat, and a third corn. But I have five center pivot irrigation systems, too, which we usually raise corn on, but we have gone with soybeans and once in a while popcorn.
Dave had a challenge that was perfect for a wetlands reserve easement. You see, amongst the irrigation circles, there's a lagoon.
The big dead end lagoon, and there is no overflow. Probably this lagoon drains an area of 10 to 12 sections. So when I get a big rain north of me, a few miles, it all comes into that lagoon and it just fills up until it stops running. It gets as deep as 10 and 12 feet.
He says this lagoon covers 30 or 40 acres on three different people's property.
And I had a system that ran through it.
Irrigation system.
Sometimes these electric motors are running underwater and then we're always stuck and it was such a mess. That was part of the decision for going into the wetland reserve.
Rich Nelson with NRCS talks about the wetlands reserve easements.
Where a wetland can be restored permanently, there's an easement placed on the property that basically says it's going to stay a wetland into the future. Landowner remains in control and can, under some special provisions, you know, maybe do some hay and grazing on that site to manage it into the future. So that's sort of the one extreme of ways that we can conserve those wetlands. All the way to some of the short-term options we have under CRP for 10 or 15 years.
Hilferty put the lagoon in a perpetual conservation easement so it can never be anything but a wetland. This project on Dave Hilferty's land is accomplishing several goals. Keeping that lagoon and maintaining it as a healthy watershed helps recharge the Ogallala. The conservation easement means the wetland has been permanently removed from cropland, and the grass and forbs buffer surrounding the lagoon provides a wonderful habitat for migratory and local waterfowl and other critters.
You ought to see the trees in there now. The willows and the cottonwoods have washed in, and it's helped everything with the ducks and the geese and the pheasants and the deer and the whole works. I have more ducks and geese in there in the spring. There might be as many as 10,000 ducks in there for 3 or 4 weeks before they head on north.
Learn more about the NRCS Ogallala Aquifer Initiative and the Agricultural Conservation Easement Program, and hear archived episodes of this program on the website playacountry.org. Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. This series is made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures and the Natural Resources Conservation Service. On the web at playacountry, playacountry.org.